From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The U.S. military in Iraq says it has launched an air and ground offensive in the remote western desert near Iraq's border with Syria. Marine commanders estimate at least 75 insurgents were killed in the early stages of the operation, which could go on for several days. The military is attempting to curb the flow of foreign fighters into Iraq and to close down smuggling routes for weapons. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Baghdad. And, Peter, what do we know about this operation near the Syrian border?
Well, Robert, obviously it's taking place a long way from Baghdad, and NPR can't independently verify a lot of what's being claimed to be going on out there. But I have spoken with Marines who were in charge of and monitoring this operation out in the West, and I can give you their description and their estimates. Marine Colonel Bob Chase says the operations began either late Saturday or the early hours Sunday, and it was a response to a growing pile of intelligence tips about foreign fighters infiltrating from Syria and using this area as a way station to smuggle both people and weapons into Iraq. The colonel said the intelligence was good enough that they felt they could selectively target suspected safe houses, and they brought in well over 1,000 Marines and soldiers backed by tanks, fighter jets, helicopters, armored vehicles. Now, this is an area that's been all but untouched by U.S. forces since the end of the war over 2 years ago, and the Marines believe the insurgents had been feeling very safe there, and their whole mission now is to send a message that nowhere is safe. The Marines also contend local villages are getting sick of these foreign fighters, and that's why they're getting the better tips. Again, we can't confirm that, and the Marines are giving out no information, by the way, about civilian casualties. He did not, this Marine colonel, talk about U.S. military casualties either, although separately the U.S. military did announce 2 Marines killed in the area.
Now, there are also reports of large-scale arrests of suspected insurgents, both in the border area and elsewhere. Do you get the sense that these arrests and this operation are having any effect?
I think it's something that we'll be able to tell further down the road. At this point, it's very hard to tell. There is a lot of activity going on both sides, a lot of violence and a lot of arrest raids. The military says more than 50 suspects were detained near the border, not exactly in the same area as the offensive, but over in a town called Qaim, which is a major area for smuggling and foreign fighter infiltration. Scores more have been picked up in various raids in and around Baghdad, big stores of weapons and ammunition being seized. On the other hand, at least 11 U.S. military personnel have been killed over the weekend, including a serious incident where a hospital was taken over in Haditha, west of Baghdad, and 3 Marines and a sailor were killed as the U.S. forces cleared those militants out.
Also today, news of a number of explosions in Baghdad. What do you know about them?
Well, again, car bombs are the weapon of choice. There have been at least 3 reported today, 2 of them in South Baghdad, 1 a suicide bomb, the other remotely detonated. Iraqi police say at least 5 people were killed, several more wounded. Also, another car bomb near the Iraqi oil ministry, wounding several more. So clearly, there's no shortage of explosions or people willing to use them.
Thank you, Peter.
You're welcome, Robert.
NPR's Peter Kenyon speaking to us from Baghdad.